Today's daf is Megillah daf Chav Ches, and we are 19 lines from the bottom of daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the two dots, v'chachomim oimrim moichrin oisoy memkar oilam. Today's daf is being learned as a schos refuah shalem of Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Henepero bas Yecheved, Avram ben Rochel, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rochel and Meira Chava Bashishana. Today's daf's also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Doiv Beryl ben Rabbi Yaakov David, Harav Rifal ben Harav Rabchia, Harav Yaakov ben Avram Moshe, and Chaim ben Daniel. So the previous Mishnah that we learned discussed the halachos of selling a Beis HaKnesses. And really, the Mishnayos of the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechtas Megillah deal with selling a davar shebekdusha and looking at it from two angles. Number one, if you sell a davar shebekdusha, now you have the proceeds. What can I and what can I not do with the money? The halacha is that the kedusha of the davar shebekdusha that was sold transfers over to the money, and therefore the money is now bound by the law of Mailim Bekoidish Veloy Meridin. The second angle that the Mishnah addressed was, is there any limitation in terms of what I can or cannot sell a Beis HaKnesses for? So number one, what do I do with the money when I sell the Beis HaKnesses beheter? Number two, can I just sell a Beis HaKnesses to someone that's looking to convert it into something that's going to be used for commercial purposes? Or maybe because the Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha, even though when I sell the Beis HaKnesses, I'm theoretically transferring the Kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses to the money, hence all the halacha is related to what I can or cannot do with the money. But at the same time, a Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha, and it could be for different sensitivity reasons, I wouldn't just be able to go ahead and sell it. And the Mishnah said that really there was a big machloikis tanoim in terms of how you go about it. The Mishnah mentioned Shitas Rav Meir, who holds that you're allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses. He didn't seem to stipulate what you can or cannot sell it for. However, what Rav Meir did say was that when you sell a Beis HaKnesses, you have to make sure there's a tanai that says that if at any point the seller wants to buy back the Beis HaKnesses, he has the right to do that. The Gemara looked at it from a potential ribbis angle, but the point is, you can't sell a Beis HaKnesses memkar oilam. That's Reb Meir's contribution to this discussion. The Chachamim said, no such halach. If you want to sell a Beis HaKnesses memkar oilam, you could. However, there's something else you need to be sensitive to, and that is, there are four things that are considered really derech bezoyon, and for those four things, you can't sell a Beis HaKnesses. You can't sell it to use as a Beis HaMerchitz, as a tannery, as a place that people are going to bathe, and as a place that you're going to do laundry. Finally, the third shita mentioned was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you could sell a Beis HaKnesses for whatever you want to sell it. You could sell a Beis HaKnesses without any strings attached. You don't have to write in the contract that if the seller at any point wants to buy it back, you can buy it back. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda's lashon is, Moichrin oisay l'shem chatzer. You could even sell it for a chatzer, v'halekeach masha yirtze yasa. And the lekeach will be able to do with it whatever he wants to do with it. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Mutu l'adam l'hashtin mayim b'toich dal rame shol tefila. So if a person davens in a certain place, this is not a Beis HaKnesses, but a person pulled over to the side of the road and he davened. The halacha is, you are allowed to then afterwards urinate in that area, even though you're within Dalet Amos from the place that you davened. Meaning, there would have been a Havamina, Ben Benoy Shal Havamina, that if you just davened in this place, you gave this place a certain level of sanctity. As a result, it would be inappropriate for the person to now go to the bathroom there. That's the chiddush of Rav Yehuda in the name of his great Rabbi Shmuel. Mutter lahashtin mayim b'toich tal rame shol tefila. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, "My kamashmon." I don't know the chiddush that Shmuel was saying. Tonino, it's a Mishnah. Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah, "Moichr noisel l'shum chatzer." A person's allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses as a chatzer for lekeach masha yirtzayasa, and the lekeach could do with it whatever he wants to do. And Masha Yirtze Yase is Larabos, meaning it doesn't matter what. Even if you want to be mashed in there, that would also be okay. Now, the truth is, the Tana mentioned the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say it's not a Hefkervel. You can't just sell a Beis HaKnesses for anything. But Rabbi Yosef continued. He said, Afilu Rabbanon, and even the Rabbanon that argued with Rabbi Yehuda, Le Kamri El Beis HaKnesses, they only argued regarding a Beis HaKnesses, the Kfiya Kedushase, because a Beis HaKnesses is a place where there isn't just Kedusha, but there's Kedusha Bederech Kfiyos. People are always davening there. And it's for that reason you have to be sensitive what you say. Sell it to. But if a person just pulled over to the side of the road, he davened in an area that's not a mukkin kavua for tefillah. The like via kedusha sayulai. It doesn't sound like there's anything you have to be worried about. So says Rav Yosef, I don't know the grace of chiddush of Shmuel. He's agreeing with Shmuel's halacha. He just doesn't understand why Shmuel felt he had to contribute this halacha. The chura should be obvious from the Mishnah. From the fact that Rav Yehuda allows you to take a Beis HaKnesses, sell it, and tell the lekech, do whatever you want with this Beis HaKnesses. So you say, Meris, there's no halacha in the world that says you cannot be mashed in within Dalet Amos of a place that people daven. Either way, that is the halacha. Rabbi Yosef was just wondering out loud why this was a chiddush. So me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. Tani tana kamei Rav Nachman. There was an amora that said over a brisa in the presence of Rav Nachman. Hamispalo, somebody davens, marchik Dalet Amos u'mashten. If you then want to urinate, you would have to be marchik Dalet Amos, distance yourself Dalet Amos, and then be mashtin. Vaha mashtin, marchik Dalet Amos umespal. The same is true in the reverse. If someone's mashtin, somebody first goes to the bathroom, you can't just shtalzach shmein esrei in that area. Rather, you have to be marchik Dalet Amos, you have to walk Dalet Amos away, and then you get a dam. Amalei Rav Nachman told this person, bishlem ha mashtin, marchik Dalet Amos umespal. Bishlem, the sefer, the second thing that you're saying, I understand. In fact, not only do I understand it, tonino, it's a mishnah. A mishnah mesach des brachas. Kami yarchik mehen uminatzaya. How far does a person have to remove himself from anything that's not nice, such as tzaya or meiraglayim, Dalet Amos? You have to distance yourself, Dalet Amos. I mean, you can't daven if you're too close to tzaya. You can't daven if you're too close to meiraglayim. In fact, you have to distance yourself, Dalet Amos. So Rav Nachman told this person, he said that the second thing you said, that hamashtin tzarech laharchik Dalet Amos, I agree with. Not only do I agree with it, it's a Mishnah. Ela ha-mispalo marchik Dalet Amos u'mashten lomali. But the reverse, if somebody davens, you're telling me that you have to be marchik Dalet Amos, why would you have to? In fact, not only lomali, he said, ihochi, if you're right, ki dashtinu l'kuli shvili din harda. There isn't a road, there isn't a street corner in harda that doesn't have kedusha. Because apparently, Rashi says that throughout Narda, Ein Lecha Dalet Amos, Behen Shalei Yispalu Mehem Oivrei Drachin. There were always people traveling, and there were always people that had to pull over to Daven Mincha before Shkia. This was commonplace. So he said, if that's the case, the whole Narda has Kedusha, you can't be mashed in anywhere in Narda. So Rav Nachman said, I find that a little untenable. It can't be such a thing. Either way, so the Tana heard what Rav Nachman said, so he said, Tani Yesha, you're right. Maybe we have the Nusach wrong. Not HaMispalu Marchik Dalet Amos U'mashten, but rather HaMispalu Yisha Dalet Amos U'mashten. And the same is true for the next part of what he said. Not HaMashten Marchik Dalet Amos U'mispalu, that's true, but what this Brisa was saying was, is HaMashten Yisha. Now what's the difference between Marchik and Yisha? Marchik is distance. Yisha is time. Marchik Dalet Amos would mean you physically have to walk Dalet Amos away. Yisha means you can stay in the same place. You just have to wait the amount of time that it would take to walk Dalet Amos. So the Gemara says like this. Let's revisit now what the Tana said in lieu of the new Girsa. Not Marchik, but Yisha. So the Gemara says, Bishloima Mashtin, Yisha, Bishloima, the idea that if someone is Mashtin, he now has to be Yisha, Kidei Hiluch Dalet Amos. He has to wait. I understand. Because sometimes after a person goes to the bathroom, there's still tipois that are emerging from his body. So you wait a certain amount of time. How much time? The amount of time that it takes to walk Dalet Amos. And that's already going to be okay. But if someone davens, why should he have to wait now the amount of time that it takes to walk Dalet Amos? What's the problem? You daven, you can't just, after you daven, go to the bathroom. What would be the issue? Rav Ashi said the reason is like this. Shakol Dalet Amos tfilosei stura b'fit. Because when a person davens, even after he finishes davening, Tfilosai is still stura b'fiv. He still knows by rote what he's supposed to say. And sometimes, v'rechushi mirachshon sifivase. Sometimes his lips will be moving and he'll say, be saying words of tefillah, even though he finished davening. So sometimes a person finishes davening, and even after he finishes davening, his lips are still moving. So therefore, after you finish davening, don't go to the bathroom right away. The reason is because v'rechushi mirachshon sifivase, and we're afraid that you're going to be mumbling words of tefillah while you're being mashed, and that of course is not okay. And it's for that reason you have to be yasha, you would have to wait. So the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that as it relates to what this Tana was telling Rav Nachman, he was saying that if somebody goes to the bathroom, you have to wait the amount of time that it would take to walk Dalaramas before you start davening. Why? Because of tipois that are still emerging from his body. And the same is true in the reverse as well. If somebody davens, you can't just go to the bathroom right away. You'd have to wait a certain amount of time. How much time? The amount of time that it takes to work Dalaramas. And what's that about? It's about the concept of Rechushi Mirachsham Sefivase. And the in the Hasidish Svarim, it's Mavur that Chodesh Marcheshvain is called Marcheshvain because of this idea. Because of Rechushe Mirachshon Sifivase. Somehow, the word Marcheshvain is from the Shoirish of these three words. And the Svarim say that it's based on the idea that throughout Chodesh Tishrei, what do? We daven. You have Rosh Hashanah, and you have Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and you have Yom Kippur, and then you have Sukkot, and Hoshana Rabbah, and Shmini Atzeres. So the entire Yontif of Tishrei, we're davening. Then Mar Cheshvan comes, and Mar Cheshvan is very anticlimactic. But at the same time, the Svarim say a person has a koyach to be poiled during Chodesh Mar Cheshvan as well. And it's based on this idea, because even though you're not physically davening, and it's not the Zman of Tshuva during Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, but at the same time, Rechushe Mirachshon Sifavase, you daven so much during Chodesh Mar Cheshvan that on some level there's a continuation, there's a hemshach during Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and that's the name Mar Cheshvan. It's based on this pnimius idea that even during Chodesh Mar Cheshvan the motor's still running from everything that it did during the previous month and even the month before that, Chodesh El, and that's what Rechushe Mirachshon Sifavase is. Just one other ha'ar, it's going to be a related rabbi, but just to be masquerade, and just to mention it, and that is, we know that when it comes to tefillah, very often there's a concept of toich kidei dibur. So for example, if somebody forgot to say yalav yovai, what do? It's Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say yalav yovai. So if you remember during Shmoneh Esrei, you go back to Ritzeh. If you finished davening Shmoneh Esrei already, you were okar ragloi, you went oisah shalim, so at that point, already you would have to be chayzal roish, you'd have to start Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning. But at the same time, the halach is, if you remember toich kidei dibur, if you remember within the amount of time that it takes to say shalom alecha rebbe, so within this man of toich kidei dibur, then even if you were okar ragloi, you would not have to daven Shmoneh Esrei all over again. You go back to Ritzeh. Right, this is a halacha in many areas of tefillah, that if a person forgets but remembers toich kidei dibur, so there's a concept of toich kidei dibur kedibur dami. The Gemara says in Masechtas Nedarim, in many places in Shas, that in kol ha-toira kula toich kidei dibur is kedibur dami, chutz mi megadev v'oived avodah zarah u'mekadesh u'megarash. There are four exceptions to the rule, but other than that, you always have a concept of toich kidei dibur, and this is true in Hilchas Tefillah as well. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Gilyoinei Ashas, in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Chavtes, says a Meridig Echidesh. He says that there's a big shaila in the Rishonim, why Toich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami? Not for now. But one of the shitas in the Rishonim is the Ritva. The Ritva said the reason is, because Toich Kedei Dibur, it's Rechushe Mirachshon Sifvase. This is what the Ritva says. So the Ritva says that you're working on something with somebody. It's a business transaction. And you seem to have consummated the transaction. Within Toich Kedei Dibur, the reason you could be Chayzer is because we assume that within Toich Kedei Dibur, from when you consummated what you did, you're still talking. So it's not like we agreed and now I'm being Chayzer. The motor's still going. The engine is still on. Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami works based on the concept of Rechushe Mirachshon Sifavase. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, a Dover Nifla, that in Kol HaTayra Kula, Rechushe Mirachshon Sifavase is the Zman of Toich Kedei Dibur. It's the Zman that it takes to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. That's the Zman of Toich Kedei Dibur. It's a very, very short period of time. But it's before in the Gemara, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Megillah of Zayin Amid Beis, that in Hilchas Tfilo, there's a longer Zman of Rechushe Mirachshon Sifavase. The Gemara says, a mispalel should not go to the bathroom until it takes the amount of time to walk Dalan Amis. That's longer than the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umari. It's longer than the traditional Zman of Toich Kedei Dibur. So if Rechushe Mirachshon Sifavase is the reason for the halacha of toich kidei dibur kidibur dami, and the zman of rechush and rachshon tzfasa in tefillah is a zman of dalet amos, then yesh loyma when it comes to being chayzer in middle of tefillah, whether it's yalav yavoy, yamelach hakodesh, whatever it might be, the zman of toich kidei dibur, quote unquote, is not going to be the zman of shalom alecha Rebbe Yomori. It's going to be kidei hiluch dalet amos. It's a chiddush nifla lahalacha. Rabbi Yosef Engel presents it as such, and he says he thinks he was mechavin to a dover emes that based on the ritva's pshat of toich kidei dibur kudibur dami, that it's rooted in rechush and mirachshon sefavase. So ordinarily, this man of rechush and mirachshon sefavase is a very small amount of time. It's shalom alecha Rabbi Yomori. But when it comes to hilchas tefillah, you see a mefurish gemara. It's a much longer time. It's kidei hiluch dalet amos. So yesh loyma, you would have all the schusim of toich kidei dibur as it relates to Hilchis Tfila for that longer extended period of time. He says it Allah Lamais Rabbi Yosef Engel, that you would have that much time to be able to not have to go back to the beginning of Shmein Esri, but quickly correct your mistake and then be able to go weiter. Zok to Gemara weiter. And this next Gemara, really from here until the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph, is a classic. And it begins with a simen, Zalfon simen, Zayin, Lamid, Fe, Endanun. That's the siman for the next Gemara that we're about to learn. Says the Gemara, Shalu Talmidim of Reb Zakkai. The Talmidim of Reb Zakkai asked their Rebbe, Reb Zakkai, Bameh harachta yomim. So it seems Reb Zakkai had a riches yomim. And the Talmidim wanted to know, what did you do to merit to have a riches yomim? Amar Lemsi told him as follows. Number one, Miyomai loy hishtanti mayim betoich dalet amos al tefillah. He said, I never urinated within dalet amos of tefillah. Clearly, this is the reason we're bringing this right here. This is the segue to the digression that the Gemara is about to go on. He says, additionally, I never refer to my friend as a nickname. Meaning, even if it wasn't a derogatory nickname, I would speak to my chaverim b'derech kovid. I wouldn't use some funny name to describe them. It was an inyan of being mechabed everybody. And I was very, very makbid on kiddush hayoyim. What's the chiddush? Even wine. Sometimes wine was hard to come by. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that the reason we make havdalah during Shmein Esrei because there were times that people simply didn't have wine, and the only havdalah that they would make was the havdalah during Shmein Esrei. It was atochein antano. So there were different periods in history. It was very hard to get wine. Regardless, so said Reb Zakkai, these were my three chumras. Number one, lo yeshtanti mayim b'toich dalet amos al tefillah. That's our sugya. I never called my friend by a name that wasn't the utmost respectful way to refer to him. Additionally, I was very makbid on kiddush hayoyim. Then he continued. He said, "Ima zakeina hoisli." I had a very old mother. Pamachas. Apparently, she also had a riches yomim. Machra kippa sheberoisha. She once sold the kippa that she used to cover her head with. Ve'avili kiddush hayoyim. Meaning, this was something that was so necessary for her to have. But she knew how makbid I was on kiddush hayoyim. So this is something that she wants. Tana kishamesa. We learned to the brisa when this woman died. Hinichle gimel meis garveyayin. She left over 300 barrels of wine. Kishamesu. When he died, if he left over to his sons, not 300, but 3,000 barrels of wine. What's the point? So originally they didn't have any wine, but they were so moist and nefesh for wine. So not only was he zoicha tarichas yomim, but you see also he was zoicha to ashiris. Rafuna, the Gemara says on this note, have a asarisa. He was once wearing a belt, but it wasn't his regular gartel. It was made out of reeds. The koi kamei de Rav, he was standing in front of Rav. Amalesi told him, Mayhai. Rav says, why are you wearing such a belt? Amalesi told him, I'll tell you the truth, I wanted to make kiddush, I had no wine, and I needed wine, person didn't want to give it to me, I told him, I'll pay you back, he said, how do I know? I'll give you a mashkin. What's the mashkin? The gartel. And he said, that's why I don't have it. For us to make kiddusha, Amalei, Rav heard that, he said, Yehi Rav, I give you a bracha. The situm b'shiroi. One day, not only will you have your gartel back, but one day you'll be covered in silk. So the Gemara says, Rav said it, and it happened. Ki ichlo Rabba Bre, when Rafuna's famous son Rabba bar Rafuna, throughout Shas. So when Rabba got married, Rafuna inish gutzahava. So Rafuna was a small person. Ganapuri, he was lying on a bed. Asyim bonse v'kaloase, his daughters and daughters-in-law came. Sholchan v'shadim anayos, they had a bunch of silk clothing. They took the silk clothing, they threw it on the bed. They didn't know Rafuna was sleeping there. Adi itum b'shiroi, until Rafuna was literally covered in silk. So the Gemara says, Shama Rav. Rav heard about the story. Interesting. The ikbit. What was Rav's reaction? He got a little shtickle ikbit. Omar, he said, my time aloy omrasli. Why? When I gave you the bracha, did you not tell me? Ki beirachtich v'chein lamar. Rav said, you should have said v'chein lamar. Why? So Rashi says, because apparently it was a esrotzen. Meaning Rav realized that his bracha was niskayim. Rav Huna was literally covered in silk. And he attributed to the fact that it must have been an eis ratzon. An eis ratzon literally means a shas hakosher. It's a time where it's very mesugah for brachas to play out. So Rav didn't attribute it to his special bracha. He attributed it to the fact that it must have been an eis ratzon. So Rav tells Rav Huna, next time when I give you a bracha, say v'chein lamar, because you never know, it might be an eis ratzon, and in the event that it's an eis ratzon, then I should also be the beneficiary of the bracha. So Rav wanted to have a little bit of this bracha as well, so he felt bad, and that's why he said, you should have told me v'chein lamar. I just thought it was interesting, because the shortest bracha in the world is v'chein lamar, right? V'chein lamar. Who's the one that said v'chein lamar? Rav. It's not a chiddush. Rav is the shaskin throughout Shas. Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu Hakadosh Shloi Sach Sicha B'Teila Kol Yomav Had the Rav La Beferish Itmar Elam Michlalo Itmar. Rav is the one that said La Olam Yishna Adam Le Talmidai B'Derech Kitzara, and all the Gemaras throughout Shas where Rav is a Shaskin. Not surprising, Rav is the one that's the author. This is the makar to this bracha. It's Rav. He's the one that gave the bracha of V'chein Lemar. Zok the Gemara right there. Shalom Talmid of his Rabbi Lazar. So we just discussed what Reb Zakkai did to be Zoycha Rechaz Yomim. Now the Gemara is turning its attention to the great Amoyer Rabbi Loza ben Shamua. So the Gemara says, "Bamer Rechta Yomim." Amalami told him, "Yomim Doyos Sisa Kamadari the Beis Haknesses." I never use the Beis Haknesses, a shul, a makom tefillah, as a shortcut. So if I had to get from point A to point B, and I would be able to get there quicker if I went through a Beis Haknesses out of respect for the Beis Haknesses, certainly the theme of the Gemaras that we're learning right now, I never used the Beis Haknesses as a kampandaria. V'loi pasati al roshei am kodesh. He said, if I was ever walking and there were people sitting on the floor, old school, I wouldn't walk over their heads. Disrespectful. V'loi nosasi kampai b'loi bracha. Rashi says Rabbi Elazar was a kohen, and he would never duchen without making a bracha. And everybody wonders, what's the chiddush? You ever see a kohen get up and duchen without making the bracha? Why wouldn't he make the bracha? The kayanim knack the bracha. Sheket ishanu b'kdushas ishal ha'aron. So what would be the havamina that he wouldn't do? Make Nesias Kapayim without a bracha, regardless. Vayit, Shalom Talmidim Srab Preda. The Talmidim Srab Preda. Bameh harachta yomim. What did you do to be Zoycha to have Arichas yomim? Amalem, so he told him, you want to know what I did? Miyamai like mani adon the Beis Medrash. There was no one that ever entered the Beis Medrash before me. V'loi barachti lefnei koyin. And he said, I never went Rabbi Yisrael Mevel and Benchin if there was a koyin there. So Rab Preda said I wasn't a koyin. And if they would offer me to bench, I would say, no, there's a kayin, the kidashtoi, the chol davisha b'kdusha, the kayin goes first, and I would never bench in the presence of a kayin. And I wouldn't eat from a behema if the owner of the behema was not mafrish, the zroya, lichayayim, and the keva. Those are the matnas kahuna that you have to give from flesh, even from chulin. What's the makar to that? Not eating from such a behema? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, also lechel mi behema, shaloi hurmu matnoi sets. Also to eat from a behema, if you weren't mafrish, the zroya, lichayayim, and the keva. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak added to that. And he said, kolo oichel mi behema, shaloi hurmu matnoi sets. If somebody does eat from a behema, shaloi hurmu matnoi sets, ki ilu oichel tfalum. It's as if he ate tevel. But the Gemara says, "V'las silchus akavas." It's not the halacha, but a chumra it is. And Reb Preda said that was his chumra. Additionally, he said, "No." Says the Gemara, "Okay, so let's dissect some of the things Reb Preda said." Right? Reb Preda said, "Bameh rachti yomim." Number one, I was always the first one into the base medrash. Okay. Number two, I never took benching if there was a kayin there. And number three, I never ate from a behema if the owner of the behema didn't give the zroya lechayayim and the keva. So the Gemara says, as it relates to the second thing that he said, v'loy beirachti lefnei kayin, lemeimer demal yusi, right? Certainly implying it's a good thing if he was zoycha ta'arichos yom. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, kol tamad chacham shem mevarich lefanov afilu kayin gadol ha'ma'oretz oysa tamad chacham chayv miso. If this is tamad chacham sitting in a meal and the tamad chacham has the ability to bench, meaning the host offers the tamad chacham benching, and he says, no, there's a kayin there. If that kayin's an ha'ma'oretz, you have no right to do that. Yechayev misa. Even if that person there is not a kohen, he's a kohen gadol, it doesn't matter. Oisli Talmud Chacham chayev misa. Shenemar, what's the makar to this? Kol mesanai ohavu mavas. And Rabbi Yochanan darshened, al tikru mesanai elo masniai. Any person that causes others to hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chayev misa. And by a Talmud Chacham deferring to a kohen ama'aretz, even a kohen gadol ama'aretz, he's denigrating Kavod HaTorah. And if someone does that, he's chayv miso. So the Gemara says, Rav Preda had this Kepeda? I mean, Repreda is the great Repreda. So you would think whoever's there and that other Kayin is probably not going to rank with Repreda. So why is it so chashev what he did? It's not even so poshet. So the Gemara says, if the person was less than him, he would bench because he understood this idea that you're not allowed to be mechabit such a person. But at the same time, if the person was shav at him, that's where he had this minik. But this Gemara that we just learned is interesting because the Gemara says that Repreda merited Arichas Yamin. And the Talmidim asked Repreda, what did you do to be zeichet have Arichas Yamin? And he told him three things. I was always the first person in Beis Medrash. I always took benching. And number three, or fakir, I never took benching if there was a koy in there. And number three, I never ate from a behemah schulin if the owner wasn't mafresh zroyel chayim and kevah. Freik tois, the bottom tois is on chavzayinam at Beis Kosher. This is the reason Repreda was Zeichat Arichas Yom. Everybody knows why Repreda was Zeichat Arichas Yom. It's a Gemara. It's one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. It's an Erevin Nundalad Amid Beis. The Gemara says Repreda had a Talmud that he used to have to teach him 400 times in order for him to be able to understand the learning. And the Gemara says one time he taught him 400 times and he still didn't understand it. And he said, why not? And he said, because you told me you were going to have to leave early and I was all distracted. And as a result, and the Gemara says he said and he taught it to him again until finally he chapped it. And Nafka Basko, a Basko came out and said, Repreda, we want to reward you tremendously for what you did, and we're going to give you two choices. Meaning, you can pick. He says, either you can get 400 years of life, Mida Kineged Mida, for the fact that you taught this Talmud 400 times, or if you want, you and your entire generation will merit to have a portion in the world to come. And the Gemara says, Repreda didn't have to think about it. Repreda says, Pashit, I want Olam Haba. I don't want Olam Haza. I want Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, the Baskol said, oh, you took the right choice, and as a result, you're going to get both. Not only are you going to get Olam Haba, but you're going to get Olam Haza either. But it's a Mefurish Gemara, a famous Gemara. Repreda was Eichat Arichas Yomim because of the way he was patient with this Talmud. So Tosfos says that you have to say, it's true. The real reason Repreda was Eichat Arichas Yomim is the Baskol. Right? You can't argue with that. That's the Gemara in Erevin Nundalad Amid Beis. Our Gemara, the Talmidim asked Repreda. Repreda was saying what he thought. Now, didn't Repreda hear the Baskol? So the Gemara says like this. The Tosfos says that what happened was Repreda was getting older. And you know, Hashem, he was doing well, and he's looking good, and everything is fine. So the Talmidim came to him, like they sometimes went to the Rebbe, and they said, tell me, Rebbe, b'meh harachta yomim. So he says, I don't know, probably because I was always the first one in Beis Medrash. Maybe it's related to Zroi L'chiayim and Keva. It has to do with benching, right? He surmised that that must be what it is. But then Repreda started getting really old. And then everyone started getting suspicious. It must be something else. What Taisa says? So Taisa says, when he got so old, he lived so long, he says something else must be happening. And then when he turned 400, then already they for sure chapped. But either way, at some point, Repreda realized that Enochanami, there must be something else going on over here. That's Hashem, will have a related raid bite to this as well. The sneak preview to the related raid bite is the hafla that we always speak out. And the hafla says that what's the message of Repreda? The message, the lesson of Repreda is that a person never loses by giving to somebody else. Repreda gave up so much time to this Talmud. He was Zeichet Harichas Yom. He got everything back. He got it back. Kefil Keflayim. He got 400 years of life back. Because no one loses from giving. That's the Yesod. And this is the Yesod that permeates the Torah, the Chassam Sofer. And like so much of the Chassam Sofer's Yesod is, it came from his Rebbe, the hafla. And that's the idea. The message of Repreda is you don't lose by giving for somebody else. Zok the Gemara weiter. Shalu Talmidov es Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. The Talmidim asked Rav Nechunya ben Hakana the same question. What did you do to have Arichas Yom? Amar Lamsi told him, Mi yom ay loy neschabadati b'klein chaveira. I was never happy and I never took kovid if something bad happened to somebody else. So if someone else had a bazillion, even though it was an opportunity for me maybe to get a little bit of covet, I wouldn't accept it. I never went to sleep with bad feelings about other people. You see, and when it came to money, I wasn't so attached to money. I was a vatra, and I used to give away. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, we don't know a story about Reb Nechunya ben Hakana in this context, but we'll tell you a story with someone else, and we can figure it out. Ki hada Rav Huna. Rav Huna once had a situation like this. Dari Mara Kasve. He was once carrying some tool on his shoulder. It was not befitting for Rav Huna to be carrying this. Also, Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi. So Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi came. V'kodari Mine. He says, Rebbe, Rav Huna, let me take it from you. Amale. So he told him, Irigilus the Daris B'masech Dari. If this is something you usually do, that's fine. But V'iloi, if really this is not something you would do, you're just doing it because you don't want me to look this way. I shouldn't have to be mevuzah. I'm not interested. It's yakuri ana. For me to get covered
on your back, on your cheshbon, so if this is something you do, that's fine, then you're not mavuza. But to the extent that you're mavuza, then I'm not interested. Says the Gemara, the Chuni ben Akana said, I never want to sleep with kilos chaver. What is that? We call them marzutra. So yeah, we have no story from the Chuni ben Akana doing this, but we do have a story with marzutra. When he would go to sleep, Omar, he would say, any person that was mitzar me, I'm moichel him. What did he mean by that? We say, from all people, he was a vatrim b'mamoyne. What does that mean? He would always give the prut, the chenveni, the grocer, he'd always give him an extra pruta, right? He was very careful, he was medactic with money, and he was a vatrim. He would always give a little bit more. Shal Rabbi Akiva's from the Chunya HaGadol. Rabbi Akiva asked from the Chunya HaGadol, what did you do to merit Arichas Yomim? So the Gemara says, Asa Gavzi, the Kamachule. So Rabbi Chunya's Gabon came and they started hitting Rabbi Akiva. Interesting. Why? Because they thought that, like, he's chepping with him. Like, why did you do to be Zoychat Arichas Yomim? Like, with a niggin, as if to say, why are you living so long? And he's questioning his merits. So they got very upset. They came to defend their Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Solik V'yosef Areshet Adikla. Rabbi Akiva was so scared, he had to climb on top of a tree. And that's where he was. Amalei, so he turns to Rabbi Nechunya, and he says, Rebbe, im nema keves lama nema echad. Now, this pasuk is in the context of the carbon talmud, as a keves echad taseba boiker. Keves is a lashon yachid. Echad means one. So he asks Rav Nechunya. So he's on top of a tree, and he turns to Rav Nechunya. Right, these chever they're trying to, they want to get him, and he says, "Tell me, as a keves echad. If it says keves, why does it have to say echad?" Amalohu. So apparently they didn't know who Rabbi Akiva was. They said, "Oh, clearly it's Tzumim Rabbanon. He's asking a good kasha. He's a London. He must know how to learn shafku." They let him go. Amalei. Then Rav Nechunya said, "In case you really wanted to know the answer to that question, echad means miyuchet shebeedroy. Not keves echad, one keves, one sheep, but keves echad means the miyuchet, the most special sheep." Amalei, so he told him, regardless. And okay, Rabbi Akiva asked him, Nechunya HaGadol, he says, what did you do to have Arichas Yomim? So first, a little bit of drama. Now he's going to answer the question. He said, number one, I never received gifts from other people. And I wasn't medactic. If someone did something not nice to me, I was moichelim. Vatron b'mamoyne hayisi. I was a vatron when it came to my money. So he explained, look, I never took matanis, like Rabbi Lozer. When they would send gifts to Rabbi Lozer from the Nasi's house, he wouldn't take it. And when they would invite him over, he wouldn't go. And he told them, what, you don't want me to live? Someone that hates matanis is going to live. And so that was his policy. Reb Zeru, when they would send him something from the Nasli, he wouldn't take it. But if they would invite him over, Ozli would go. Omar, he would say, Isyakuri de Misyakribi. Reb Zeru said that even though he didn't like taking gifts, but if they would invite him over, he would go. Because Reb Zeru looked at it not as if he's the beneficiary, but to the contrary, they're the beneficiaries. The fact that they're hosting an event and Reb Zeru is at the event, they're the ones that are getting covered. It's like the Gemara in the first parak of Masechtas Kedushin. There's something called Hanas Adam Chashev. Right? If an Adam Chashev receives a matana, the person giving the matana is receiving covet. So that's what he would say. Isyakure de misyakribi, and therefore that he didn't care about. So the Gemara says, what did Rav Nechunya mean when he said, loyamadati al midoisai? Domai Rav, Rav said, kalamavri al midoisav. Anyone that's mavri al midoisav, maviri menu kol pshav. Mida keneged mida. If you don't care about what a person does to you, the Eibush is going to look away from things that you do to him. Shenema noisei avin va'over al pesha. And we dash al mi noisei avin. Who's a Kadosh Baruch Hu noisei avin to? Who does Hashem forgive? Lemisha over al pesha, someone that looks away from things that other people do to him. Shal Rebbe asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rebbe asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, "Me rachta yom? What do you do to be zeichet arichas yom?" I'm like, "Katz to v'chaye." He told him, "What, you don't forgive me arichas yom?" Right, similar to the reaction of Rabbi Nechunya Hagadol's Gaboim to Rabbi Akiva. I'm like, he told him, "No, Rebbe, chas v'shalom. Toyri hiv lumad ani tzarch. I want to know." So he told him, "I'm like, mi yom alein es kalt ben musadim rosh. I never looked at the face of a rosh." I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Asa ladam mustakel b'tzalim musadim rosh. A person now will look at the tzelim and the dmus of another Rosh Hashanah. Lule Pneyo Shavit Melech Yudan, Inoiseim Abate Lecha, Vimarek. Rabbi Lazar, Amar Inif Chaos. If somebody looks at the Adam Rosh, his eyesight's going to wane. Shanema Vahiki Zokin Yitzchok, Vatechena Ein of Mira Ois. What did Yitzchok do for
this to happen to him, mishum distakol be'esav arasha, because he looked at his son Esav arasha. Is that true? Garmalay, the reason Yitzchak's eyesight went bad at the end of his life was because he looked at Esav. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, loy d'matik kilosadi kalabeinecha. We had this already early in the Masechta. A person should never mach leich from the klola, even of a head. Yitzchak Avimelech kilosar, because Avimelech cursed Sarah v'neskayim bezara, and it was neskayim not by Sarah but by her child. Shenema hinehu lach k'soseinayim altik k'sosalekziyaseinayim. That's what caused Yitzchak to lose eyesight. The Gemara says, havah garmalay. It was both. It was the fact that Avimelech cursed Sarah, and it was also related to the fact that he looked at Esav. Rava, my Rava says, mehacha. A different makar, how you know you're not allowed to look at a Rasha? Se es p'nei Rasha loy toif. To look at a Rasha is not good. So again, Rebbe asked Rabbi Shua ben Karcha ba meha rach de yomim. So he told him, miyomai loy nistakalti bitmus adam Rasha. So the Gemara says, b'shas p'ti Rasha, when he left him, amalei Rebbe Barcheni, says, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, will you give me a bracha? Amalei said, yeah. Yehi rotzoin shetagia lechatzi yomai. I give you a bracha that you should live half of the amount of time that I lived. So Rebbe turned to him and he said, Ulokulu lai? Why only half? Why not the whole thing? So he told him something fascinating. What you want your descendants to be shepherds? Is that what you want them to be? So what's Pash Pshan in this Gemara? So Rashi says that Rebbe was from the lineage of the Nesiim. If Rebbe would have had Arichas Yomim, his children would have never had the opportunity to be Nesiim. So for Rebbe, it wasn't such a bracha to live longer. Because as much as Rebbe wants to live long, but he also wanted his children to be Matzliach and to be successful. He wanted to have Nachas from his kids. So he said, if you're going to live so long, your kids will never realize the opportunity to be Nesiim. And as a result, I'm not giving you a bracha to have Arichas Yomim. Avu bar'i, umin yomin bar'i. Chadama once had tasting the lo yistakli, because I'm going to get schar because I never looked at a Russia, at a guy. The other one said, "Tasty, the lay avdi shutfas bahavig." I never went to business with a guy. Shalom, tell me this, Reb Zair. Tell me the mess, Reb Zair. But there, Achdi Yom, what did you do to have Arichas Yom? Amal Emesi told him, "Yomai lo hikpadeti b'toich beisi." He said, "I never got angry inside my house." V'lo itzadeti b'fnei bishgalu b'meni. He said, "I never walked in front of someone that was bigger than me." V'lo hirharti b'mevoyes hametunafis. I never thought of learning in a place you're not allowed to think of learning. V'lo halachti dalanamis b'lo teber leitilm. I never went dalanamis without learning Torah and without tefillin. I never slept in Beis Medrash. I didn't go to sleep for a long time, not for a short time. I was never happy if something bad happened to my friend. I never referred to a friend with a nickname. I never even referred to him by his last name. But either way, the Gemara says, that's what Reb Zera said. That's why he was Zoychat Arichas Yom. Just one ha'ar, there's so much here. But I said, the Svarim say, Pasha, what does it mean? It means that Reb Zera said, if I heard something bad happen to one of my friends, I didn't get happy, right? I wasn't besimcha. Who would get besimcha if he hears that something bad happened to somebody else? That's lechura, amida meguna. That person needs to learn a lot of musar. That's what Reb Zeira is saying. It was because he didn't do that he was zoicha to arichas yamim. So the Svarim say, I've seen it in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka, that he said, that what does it mean, v'loisasti b'takolas chaverai? He said that I couldn't be besimcha if something bad was happening to my friend. Not that I didn't become besimcha because of the bad thing that happened to my chaver. Who would do that? But Reb Zeira was saying that if I knew that I had someone close to me, or someone that I knew that was going through a tzara, even if something good was happening in my life, no shaychis to him, it wasn't staring him. It was something that I carried with me. I was so noisa ba'ol b'chaverai that I was of a loisasti b'takolas chaver. Just one interesting thing. Pasha, just one ha'ara. This is not the ha'ara that I think typically we would shtel zechan on this gemara. But the gemara began with a simen. Zalfon Simen, Zayin Lamed Fe Nun Simen. Right? Every word in the Gemara has a cheshbon. So what's the Simen? So the Simen's Bashet. Basically, the Gemara from that Zalfon Simen until the Mishnah that we just learned just mentioned a whole bunch of tzaddikim that the Talmidim asked them, what did you do to be Zaychat Arichas Yom? So the Simen is going to be related to that. So what's the Simen? The Zayin is Reb Zakkai. Truth is, also Reb Zeira. Reb Zakkai and Reb Zeira were both asked. So that's the Zayin Simen. It's Zakkai and Zeira. The Lamed is Reb Elazar. So you say, it should be an Aleph. Okay, but it's Reb Elazar. He's the Lamed. The Fe is Reb Preda. And then the Nun is Reb Nechunya ben Akana. And it's also Reb Nechunya Hagadol. I saw in the Sefer Megillah Samonim that he asks a very obvious question. There was one
person that was mentioned in our Gemara that for some reason didn't make it into the Siman. And that's this last Gemara that we just learned. Shaul Rebbe, es Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, ba meharach de yamim. So he says, Tzarech Ian, he doesn't know why the Siman is Zayin Lamed Fei Nun. It addresses everybody but Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. It says, Mamash, a whole Torah Shlema, and how to learn up the Siman of a Gemara. Either way, Zok the Mishnah Vayter. This is all made in Leinian. We'll go through this quickly. For Oyd Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also said. So what's for Oyd Amar Rabbi Yehuda? Means the last Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda. Last Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, you're allowed to sell Beis HaKnesses for anything you want. Meaning, you just sell Beis HaKnesses and let the Lekech, whatever he wants to do with it, he could do with it. So said Rabbi Yehuda, Beis HaKnesses Shechar, Beis HaKnesses, that was destroyed. It's a churva right now. It must be the Matoicha. You're not allowed to make a spadim there. Meaning, you still have to treat it with sanctity. You can't stop putting ropes there. You're not allowed to set up traps to catch animals there. If there's a roof, you're not allowed to put fruit on top of the roof to dry. You're not allowed to use it as a shortcut. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, that even when the Mikdash Ma'at, is going to be b'shmama, it's going to be destroyed, but still going to have kedusha. Olu b'yasavim, in the event that grass grew there, lo yitlosh, you shouldn't cut it, even though that's counterintuitive. If you want to treat it with some degree of covet, so why you're not cutting it? Mipnei agmas nefesh. And the reason is, adarabu, let it be to a degree, shu'alim hilchubay, so like this, the people will see it, they'll have agmas nefesh, it's going to cause them tzar. Well, why do we want people to be b'tzar? Stam to be b'tzar? So Rashi says, no, because v'yivakshu rachamim she'yachziru l'kad musay, because the tzar is going to cause them to daven, and like this, maybe that's going to cause a Kaddish Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis. Tana Rabbanan, a price on this, on Patekinesis, is Ein Noigim Kalas Reish. A Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to be Noig Kalas Reish. So what does that mean? Ein Oichel Mem, you're not allowed to eat there. Ein Choytzim Mem, you're not allowed to drink there. Ein Yoysim Mem, you're not allowed to make yourself look handsome there. Ein Matilin Metailim Mem, you're not allowed to go for a Shpatsir there. Ein Nechnasim Mem, Becham Neacham, Becham Neacham. You're not allowed to go there if it's hot outside so that you won't be in the heat, or if it's raining outside so you won't be out in the rain. Ein Maspid Behem Hespid Shal Yachid. You're not allowed to make a Hespid for a Yachid. Aval Koyrim Behem, you're allowed to learn there. Vishnoyim behem, Yilur Mishnah is there. Umaspidim and Hespet Shal Rabim. And a Hespet Shal Rabim, the Gemara will define what that means. That you're allowed to do that. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Masai, when is this should be Yeshuvan? This is only true if the Beis HaKnesses is be Yeshuvan. It's the way it's supposed to be. You can daven there. Aval bechurbanon. Once it's bechurbanon, manichin oison, you let it go. Va'oilam emasavim, let it grow grass. V'lo yitlish, don't cut it. Mipnei agmas nefesh. So the Gemara says, asavim, mandikar shmayo. Right, Rabbi Yehuda is not talking so directly to the Chachamim. I mean, it's me'inyan, le'inyan, ba'isa inyan, but it's not mamish the same thing. Right, the Tana, the Chachamim is talking about all these different things that you shouldn't do in a Beis HaKnesses. Says Rabbi Yehuda, when is this true? B'yishuvan, b'per churbanon, let grass. Who said anything about grass? So the Gemara says, you're right. Chzurei mechzav achitani. Clearly, you have to edit the Mishnah a little bit. Meaning, add words to what we just said. Mechab de noisan. You're supposed to sweep up the Beis HaKnesses. Marbitz de noisan. You're supposed to pour water on it so the dust doesn't rise. Kidei shelo ya'alu b'masav. Oh, so it shouldn't look unkempt. On that, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ei masai, when is that true? Be yishuvan. That's true if it's being settled. Ava b'churbanon, manich noisan, lalois. You allow the grass to grow. In fact, alu b'masav, and when it does grow, lo yitlish, don't cut it. Ne agmas nefesh, because you want it to be ma'orer. Tsar, because if it's going to elicit tsar like this, people will daven, and maybe that will cause Hashem to have rachmanos. Amar Rav Asi, Rav Asi said, "Batik nesi shebabavol atnai heinasun." All the shoes in bavel, they're built al atnai. Meaning, they're built lekatchila for you to be able to do things in it that really you're not supposed to do in a Beis HaKnesses. But there's a very important caveat to that. Va'afal pikein ein noyeg in b'mkalas rosh. The Tanai only helps to a degree. It doesn't allow you to just be noyeg kalas rosh over there. Umayni, what's an example of kalas rosh? So you think the Gemara will say like the worst thing. No. Cheshbonis, even to make cheshbonis. Meaning for all the members of the city to get together and to use it as a social hall so that they can sit and make cheshbonis. Even that's not okay. Kal v'choymer, real kalas. But even that's not okay. Amar Rav Asi said, "Beis HaKnesses shemechashvim by cheshbonis. If there's a Beis HaKnesses where people make cheshbonis, melinim by es hames. You should take a mace and you should let the mace be there, meaning convert it into a morgue. So the Gemara says, melinim is all gadaitach. What's like a mitzvah? That's what you're supposed to do. Mitzvah sriches kavana. Now convert it. No. The Gemara says, lesagi the lafachi. Right. Well, it's not good if you don't do it. Ella, what it means is lesoif.
Sheyolinu by me. I mean, eventually that's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is you're going to end up having a meis mitzvah over there. You're not allowed to use a beis hakneses to make yourself look nice. Amar Rava, Rava said, Chachomim v'talmidei mutarim. A chacham and their talmidim, they're allowed to. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, my bey rabbanon. Right, throughout Shas, what does bey mean? Beis yud, tana devei Rabbi Yishmael. What does the word beis yud mean? It means a beis medrash. But really it comes from the shayrish of bias. So why do we refer to a beis medrash as a bias? Because it's beis of the rabbanon. Because really, it's the base of the Rabbanon. It's the bias of the rabbis. One last Gemara. They were once asking a question to Rava. All of a sudden, it started raining. So they walked into the base of Knesset. Amri, so they told Rava, this time we're walking into the base of Knesset. It's not because we're afraid to get wet. It's because we're learning Torah. And Torah requires a certain clarity. How clear can yoyme de istana? A yoyme de istana is a day that winds are blowing, ruach tzufaynus, a northern wind. So it has to be a such a clear day, and it's for that reason we went inside. Let's say you have to walk into Beis Knesses to call somebody. So you're not just supposed to walk in. What should you do? He told him, "Itzum rabbanon have. If you're a tzum rabbanon, leim hilchas a walk and say halacha. Itanahu. If you're a tana, you know mishnayos. Leim masnisa. Ikaru. If you know how to read psukim, leim psukim say a pasuk. Ve'iloi. Unless you don't know any of right, you don't qualify as any one of the above." So the Gemara says, "Leim alei liyanuka. You should walk in, find the child, and tell him emali psukech. Tell me a pasuk. Inami or." Worst case scenario, initial port of an ekim, just walk in, stay there for a few seconds, then get up. But the point is, time to walk into Beis HaKnesses, not a hefkevelt. As a result, you have to call somebody. So this is what it is that you're supposed to do. So as it relates to one ha'ara, to go back to yesterday's daf, really part two of the raid that we didn't speak out. And again, this is something that we've spoken about in the past, but ve'ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. It's such a yesoidus to Gemara, I just think it's worth going back to. And as the Gemara mentioned, in the world of Kedusha, what has more Kedusha? A beis hakneses or a beis medrash? And the Gemara says that two talmidim of Rava, Rav Papi and Rav Papa, respectively, they both claimed that they had heard an answer to this question from Rava. However, each one reported the opposite of what the other one said. One said, "I heard from Rava that the Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than the Beis Medrash." The other one said that the Beis Medrash has more Kedusha than the Beis HaKnesses. So the Gemara said that there seemed to have been a machloikis between Talmidim of Rava, what Rava's position was. Is a Beis HaKnesses more Kaddish than a Beis Medrash? Or is a Beis Medrash more Kaddish than a Beis HaKnesses? Then in the course of the Gemara said that really this Shaila was a machloikis between earlier Amayron, machloik is between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chad Omar once said that a Beis HaKnesses is more Kaddish than a Beis Medrash. V'chad Omar, and the other one said that a Beis Medrash is more Kaddish than a Beis HaKnesses. And the Gemara came out, who said what? Tistayim, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who the Omar. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that said that a Beis Medrash is more Kaddish than a Beis HaKnesses, which means that by process of elimination, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that a Beis HaKnesses is more Kaddish than a Beis Medrash. So we have a Shaila. What's more Kaddish? Beis HaKnesses and Beis Medrash. And as we saw in the Gemara, ramifications la halacha. Real nafkimidas la halacha. If I sell a Beis HaKnesses, can I buy a Beis Medrash? If I sell a Beis Medrash, can I buy a Beis HaKnesses? It seems to be a machloikis amayroim, machloikis amongst the first generation of amayroim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The truth is, if you think about this machloikis and you drill down a little bit deeper, it would seem that what's really at the core of the Shaila? The core of the Shaila is, what's more important? Learning Torah or davening? A Beis HaKnesses is a makom shemispalelim. A Beis Medrash is a makom shaloyim dem Torah. So it's not rochik that the machloikis, whether a Beis HaKnesses is more Kaddish or whether a Beis Medrash is more Kaddish, really boils down to understanding what is done in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis Medrash. Is tefillah adif from Torah, then a Beis HaKnesses would be more Kaddish than a Beis Medrash. Is Torah adif from tefillah? If that's the case, then the Beis Medrash would be adif from a Beis HaKnesses. So just to talk a little bit about this idea, and then we'll put it all together. Tefillah adif or Torah adif? So you're going to say, of course Torah adif. It's a Mishnah. V'salma Torah keneged kula. But the truth is, this discussion and this conversation is Very, very interesting. We always quote the Gemara in Perik Chelik, Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches Amabez. The Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav said, Lo Ivri Alma Elo Ledovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Why? So that there should be a Klal Yisrael that will be Makabel the Torah, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishas, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikru Reishas, and there'll be Oved Es Hashem. But what's the Iker Tachlis of the Brias Olam? Or who is the person that personified the real Tachlis of why the world was created? So Rav said it was David HaMelech. Lo Ivri Alma Elo LeDavid. Shmuel said, I disagree. Lo Ivri Alma Elo LeMoshe. So Rav said that the tachlis of Brias Ha'olam was David HaMelech. Shmuel said the tachlis of Brias Ha'olam was Moshe. Zokte Ligarashi. Rav says, Lo Ivri Alma Elo LeDavid. What does that mean? Quote, B'schus David, Shaya Osid Loimer Kama Shiris Vistish Bachis. It was in the schus of David HaMelech who would one day sing Shiris Vistish Bachis. David HaMelech composed the Hillel. Shmuel said, Lo Ivri Alma Elo LeMoshe. Bishvil Moshe, Shaya Asid Lekabelas HaTorah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu one day would be Mekabel HaTorah, and it was in the S'chus of Moshe. It would seem that Rav and Shmuel were arguing on some level, Shirois V'Sishbachos Adif, or Torah Adif. Rav says, L'Yivri Yama Elul David, because Shirois V'Sishbachos is Adif. Or, in a different nusach, Tvila Adif. Whereas Shmuel says, L'Yivri Yama Elul Moshe, because Moshe is the one that was Mekabel the Torah, as if to say, because really, Torah is Adif. We once spoke out, a very long time ago, Mesechtes Brachos, Daf Chofches, a drasha from Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel. This is printed in his Sefer Drashos El Ami. It's Chelik Beis, it's Drasha Nuntes. So Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel was a Polish guy, and he was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Brisker, he was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Moiser, he learned by Rav Shimon Shkop, and then years later, towards the end of his life, he ended up settling in Eretz Yisrael, and Saif Yamov, he was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, passed away 1945, but he was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Brisker, and Reb Moshe Avigdor Amiel, he wrote a tshuva, and the name of the tshuva is Moshe V'David, and he begins the tshuva with this machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, whether Lo Ivri Alma Elo LeDavid, or whether Lo Ivri Alma Elo LeMoshe. And he says that the truth is, if you look back at Jewish history a little bit, it would appear that this was a machloikis that resurfaced the Meshech HaDoros amongst Gedolei Olam. And he mentions a few Marmakomas. One is, Chazal say that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the miracle, Vayihi b'chatzi alayla of Sancheriv. It's also the story of Sancheriv. Sancheriv was the king of Assyria, and him and his army, they laid siege on Yerushalayim. And they were about to attack, and it meant terrible, terrible tzaras for the Yidden. Hashem performed a miracle. The miracle was that a plague somehow broke out. It affected the camp of Sancheriv. This was an incredible miracle, and they ended up all dying. And because they died, nothing happened. In fact, if you really go back into history and you study the miracle a little bit, the Gemara talks about it in Perek Chelik, it would seem that after the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is the greatest miracle of all time that happened to the Jewish people. That Sancheriv is coming, he's about to attack, and he's there with his military, and it looks like the situation is bleak, and it's mamish going to come to an end, and Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, a miracle on the scale of Kriyas Yamsuf takes place, and everyone is saved. Now, at that time, the leader of the Jewish people was Chizkiyo HaMelech. And the Gemara says that after this story, the Navi Yeshaya came to Chizkiyo HaMelech, and he started giving him tremendous teichacha. And he says, I'm here to tell you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accusing you of incredible gaiva. So gaiva? What's the Gaiva? Where was I about Gaiva? He says, I'm going to tell you where the Baal Gaiva was. Because Hashem performed this incredible miracle, and you didn't sing Shira. He says, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu did after all the miracles that he saw by Kriyas Yamsuf? Az Yashem Moshe, and the Devorah sang Shira. And throughout the generations, Yidden always sang Shira whenever something happened. You had this incredible miracle. You never sang Shira, right? We don't even know what happened unless you're a student of history. Why? Because there's no Shira. It's never been commemorated. So he told Chizkiyo HaMelech, he said, I understand, it's Gaiva. It's Shmekt from Koichi Va'itzim Yodi Yosli HaSachayil HaZeh. And it's for that reason. So the Gemara says, Chizkiyo told him, I want to tell you why I didn't sing Shira. It's nothing to do with Gaiva. I had a cheshbin why I didn't sing Shira. Because Torah Shani Loimed Mechaperes Al HaShira. I held that the Torah that I'm learning is in lieu of Shira. I didn't have to sing Shira. Because Torah Shani Loimed is Mechaperes Al HaShira. The Chazal say that really Chizkiyo was supposed to be Mashiach. It's a Gemara also in Perek Chelik, Tav Tzadik Alam Aleph. The Gemara says, Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasses Chizkiyo Mashiach V'sancheirev Goy Gumagoy Aba Omra Midas Adin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Umad Bavid Melech Yisrael Sh'oma Kama Shiris V'sishbachas Lefanecho Lo Yosis HaMashiach Chizkiyo Sh'osis Leikol HaNisim HaLolu V'layom HaShir Lefanecho Tasa Mashiach. And that's what Chizkiyo, but Chizkiyo said I had a cheshbon. There was a reason I didn't sing Shira. He says, you want to know why I didn't sing Shira? I didn't sing Shira because I felt I didn't have to, because I'm learning Torah. And Torah she'ani loymed mechaperes al Hashira. So Rav Amiel said there seemed to have been a machloikis between Yeshaya Novi and Chizkiyo HaMelech. Yeshaya Novi said, you have a miracle like this, sing Shira's v'sishbachis. Chizkiyo said, I don't have to sing Shira's v'sishbachis because I'm doing something that's bigger than Shira's v'sishbachis. I'm learning Torah. And Torah she'ani loymed is Mechaperes al Hashir, right? We know about the Torah that was learned in the Torah of Chizkiyo HaMelech. The Gemara says, Batku midon va'ad ber sheva. And you couldn't find a child that wasn't Baki and Tumah v'Tahira. So there was so much Torah that was going on in the Dar of Chizkiyo that literally Batku midon va'ad ber sheva. And every single child knew Torah. So he said, I don't have to sing Shir's v'Sishbachas because Torah shani loy mechaperes al Hashir. So what's the machlokes? Yeshaya Novi held like Rav. Like Yivri al-Me'el le-David. What, David? He sang Shiras v'Sishbachis. The Tachlis is Shiras v'Sishbachis. And Kavul Chaymer, if you're going to have a miracle like this take place, of course you have to sing Shiras v'Sishbachis. But Chizkiyo HaMelech held like Shmuel, that Le'ivri Alma El Moshe. Moshe's Avodah is greater than David's Avodah. Because what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu was Makabel Torah. And he said, we're learning Torah. Torah she'ani loymein is Mechaperes al Hashira. Another one of the Maror Mekoymes that Rav Amiel says is that the Gemara says in Masechtes Gittin, in the story of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, that during the siege, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was smuggled out of Yerushalayim, and he actually was able to get an audience with the Caesar of Rome, with the Roman Emperor. And this was incredible, because he had Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he's the leader of the Jews at the time, and he's able to stand in front of the Roman Emperor. And he was nisachem by the Roman Emperor. The Gemara tells the story why. And the Roman Emperor tells Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he says, I'm so impressed with you. Ask me three things, I'm going to give it to you. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, three things? Okay, here you go. Tain li Yavna v'chachamah. I want you to spear the city of Yavna. I'm going to bring some chacham over there. I want to make sure there's going to be Torah. He said, the shalshelas of Rabbi Gamliel is very, very important. I want to make sure that there'll always be descendants from the family of the Nesiim, dating back to Hillel, dating back to David HaMelech. This is something that I want to make sure that we're going to have. And then he said, there's a Yid Rab Tzadik who fasted 40 years, the Leilech Rav Beisa. I want you to heal Rab Tzadik. Right, the Velt says, why was it so important to heal Rab Tzadik? Why was it so important? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt that as long as Rab Tzadik's alive, maybe there's not going to be a churban. So he said, heal Rab Tzadik, because the tzitkis of Rab Tzadik, every breath that Rab Tzadik takes, is keeping the world. Right? The Velt says that when Baruch Ber was nifter in the beginning of World War II, so one of the Gedolim said, he says, yetz habach shayim meire, that the Nazis are going to be able to do what they need to do. He said, because as long as Rab Baruch Ber is alive, I feel safe. And he said, heal Rab Tzadik. But either way, these were the three things that he wanted. So the Gemara says that years later, Rabbi Akiva heard about this story. And when Rabbi Akiva heard it, he commented by quoting a pasuk. He said, "Meishiv chachamim acher v'daitam yisachel." He said, "Sometimes the wisest person can do something so foolish." He says, "Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has an audience. He's standing literally in front of the Kesar of Roimi. He has an opportunity. Three wishes, and spearing the Beis Hamikdash didn't make the top three. How's that possible?" Someone says, "What was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's cheshbon when he didn't know? He didn't chap what was going on. He knew Beis Hamikdash was about to be destroyed. Why didn't he save it? Because he was afraid. Tafasta meruba loy tafasta. Sometimes you ask for too much, you end up with nothing. So he negotiated against himself a little bit, but he did it with a cheshbon, and that's why he said, I'm not going to ask for that. Let me get vase zicher zicher." So said Rav Amiel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't ask for the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Akiva said, you have to have asked for the Beis HaMikdash. So what was the Shaila? Seems to be a machlokes over here. For sure there's a panemius to the Shaila. So he said, what was the Shaila? He said, because Rabbi Akiva held that the Iker is the Beis HaMikdash. Vayivri Alma El Ledavid, who would sing Shiras V'Sishbachas. So as a result, he says, you have an opportunity to save the Beis HaMikdash. You have to save the Beis HaMikdash. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held like Shmuel, Vayivri Alma El Moshe. So if it's Vayivri Alma El Moshe, Moshe was Mekabel Torah. So he says, I'm not going to risk Tein li yavna v'chachamel. I'm not going to risk what we need, which is Talmud Torah for future generations to be able to protect the Yidden throughout the Golus, even though it means losing out on the Shiras v'Sishbachas. So Rabbi Akiva is coming from the angle of Le'ivri Alma Elo L'David, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is coming from the angle of Le'ivri Alma Elo L'Moshe. What came to mind was the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. So the Gemara is talking about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa and the incredible Koyach HaTfila the Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa had.
So the Gemara said there was a story with Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. He went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Gemara says, Chola benoit Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son became sick. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai goes to Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. He says, Chanina beni, baki shol of rachman v'yichya. Daven fim and he should get well. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa took his head, he put it between his knees, he daven v'chaya. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said the following, Ilmole hitiach ben Zakkai es roishe ben birkov kola yoim kula. He said, if I would have done Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa did the entire day, lehoya mashkichen. He said, it wouldn't have helped. Why? So his wife overheard him. He says, what's the pshat? He says, what, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa is bigger than you? Why wouldn't it have worked? So he said, no, not that Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa is bigger than me, but rather, Shehu, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa is doyma ke'eved lefnei ha-melech. He's like an eved before the king. Va'ani, and I'm doyma ke'sar lefnei ha-melech. So we spoke out from the Vilna Gaon not so long ago, in the end of Masechtas Tainus. What's the difference between an eved and between a sar? An eved is someone that is not so high ranking, but at the same time, he's a nichnas v'yotza. He has access to the schedule of the king. He knows every move that he's making. He is familiar with his security detail, right? He's on top of every single thing that he does. The sar is someone that, in, as far as rank and file goes, is much higher, but at the same time, he's out dealing with foreign policy, he's traveling to the other side of the world to make sure that all the geopolitics are in order, right? That's what he does. So he says, the Tsar is much bigger than the Eved. There's nothing to talk about, but at the same time, the Eved has a koyach to be nichnas v'yoytze. So the Vilna Gaon said, how do you become a Tsar and how do you become an Eved? What does this mean? See, he says, a Tsar is a person that's moshel b'toyra. An Eved is someone that's moshel b'tfilah. Tfilah is someone that's always talking to the Eivishter. He says, an Eved is the person that's the Oisek in Tefillah, whereas the Sar is the person that's Moshe B'Torah. Reb Chanina ben Daisa was the Eved, and that's why the Gemara is in Tainus Daf Chafei, that Kol Oilam Nizim Bishvil Chanina Beni, and all the miracles Reb Chanina ben Daisa was able to pull off, it was all with the Koyach HaTefillah, like Elisha in yesterday's Daf. It's all with the Koyach HaTefillah. That was the Koyach of Reb Chanina ben Daisa. Oh, but who's Reb Yechem and Zakkai? He's not the Eved. He's not David Amelech, who's singing Shiras for Sishbachos, but he's like Ivri Amelele Moshe, who is Mekabel Torah. He's the Sar in the Gemara, because who's the Sar? Said the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush on Esther. He's the one that's Marshal B'Torah. That's Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai. And that's Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai said, Tein li Yavno v'chachamel, because Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai held, that the Iker is like who? That the Iker is like Irviyamo El Moshe. Rav Amiel, after he goes through this whole cheshbon, so he has an epic punchline. He says that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis that Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai was lying on his deathbed, and the Talmid Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai, they came to gezegen sich with the Greiser Rebbe, and they saw that he was worried. They saw that he was crying. So they asked him, "Why are you crying?" So he told them, he says, "You don't expect me to cry." He said, "Madach, I would have to go now and give din v'cheshbon in front of a Melech Basav Adam, a Melech Basav Adam who today is here, tomorrow he can be dead. Someone that I can be meshached, if I can maybe be mefayis him, but at the end of the day, what could he really do to me? I would be scared. I'm now on my way to give din v'cheshbon lefnei melech malchi amlach makadosh baruch hu." He said, "I shouldn't be afraid. I shouldn't be scared." He said, "Besides, v'lo yoid." He said, "There are two drachim that are in front of me. Achashel ganeden v'achashel gehenim. V'eini yoideya be'ezem alicham oisei. I don't know which road they're about to take me down. V'lo efka, should I not cry?" This is what he told him. The Gemara says, "Amalehem." The last thing he told him was, "Panu kelim nei atoma, get rid of all the kelim," because he knew he was about to die. "Bnei atoma vechinu kisei lechizkiyo melech Yehuda shaba, and prepare a chair for Chizkiyo melech Yehuda, because he's coming. He's going to be malava me. He's going to escort me into the next world." And said Rav Amiel that for thousands of years Yidden was struggling to understand why was the last thing that came out of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's mouth vechinu kisei lechizkiyo melech Yehuda shaba. What does Chizkiyo melech Yehuda have to do with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? So he said a davar. He said, a person, when he's lying on his deathbed, what goes through his mind? His life. He starts thinking, he has regrets. I could have done this better. I could have done that better. He said, there's no question that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is lying on his deathbed. And he's thinking about what he did as a manik of Klal Yisrael. Remember, we spoke out in Rameh Shapiro's Hespin on the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim talked about Moshe Rabbeinu Soif Yomav and thinking about all the decisions that he made, and he felt that maybe he didn't protect her, it's Ech B'Shoikig enough, and that's why one of the last things Moshe Rabbeinu did was he set up a near Miklat. So he said, that's what's going through Rabbi Yechman Zakkai's mind right now. And he's thinking about all the things he did, and he said, it's Pasha to me, that there's no question that he must have been thinking about maybe the most controversial call of his lifetime, which was, he has an audience in front of the Kesar of Roimi, the Beis HaMikdash is at the brink, and He says, grant me three, ask me what you want, three wishes, I'll give it to you. He has the opportunity to ask for the Beis HaMikdash, and he doesn't ask for the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't ask for it. He says, Tein li Yavne v'chachamel. And it was gutsy. You know how gutsy it was? Rabbi Akiva said, Meshiv chachamim ocher v'daitam yisach. So the Gemara says that Kahat HaCheshmen. But at the end of the day, maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has this going through his mind. But what was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Cheshmen? Why did he do it the way he did? Why did he say, Tein li Yavne v'chachamel, and not spear the Beis HaMikdash? Why didn't he take the risk of maybe getting the Beis HaMikdash? It's because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held that the Iker is Torah. And at the end of the day, Lo Yivri Alma Elalim Moshe. Not Lo Yivri Alma Elalim David. But maybe he's wrong. Maybe Rav is right. Maybe it's Lo Yivri Alma Elalim David. So you know Rabbi Yochanan said, Hechinu Kisei L'Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda Shabbat. I know there was someone that lived before me that made the same exact decision. It was Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. Because after the great miracles that took place with Sancheirev, what happened? What happened was he didn't sing Shira. And there was a tain on him for not singing Shira. But at the same time, there was a cheshbin. And the cheshbin was, Torah Shani Loimed is Mechaperes Al Hashira. So he says, I want Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda to baglate me. I want him to escort me into the Olam HaEmes. Because I'm worried about the Shnei Derochim, Achashel Ganei. I don't know which way this is going to play out. So Hechinu Kisei L'Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda Shabbat. I want him to walk me into Gan Eden because he's going to be my Tana de Messiah Ali. He's going to be the one that's going to say, I agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's decision. Because Klal Yisrael could survive without a Beis HaMikdash. But Klal Yisrael can't survive without Torah. And that's the Torah Shani Loime, the Torah of Yavne, and all the Mishnah and the Braises and the Gemara, everything that came from Yavne, that's what's going to be the schus for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And that's why he said the last things to come out of his mouth, literally, the last words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai were V'hichinu Kisei V'chizkiyo Melech Yehuda Shabbat. So said Rav Amiel, it seems that this is a Shaila that literally permeated the generations from Rav and Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. To Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda and Yeshaya Novi. And then he says, maybe to the Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, and maybe to the Vilna Gaon and the Baal HaTanya. Ayin Shom, it's fascinating. But I think in light of our Gemara, maybe we can add another set of Baalei Plukta to this Shaila. And that is Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad Omar, Beis HaKnesses is other from Beis Medrash. The Chad Omar, Beis Medrash is other from a Beis HaKnesses. What's the Shaila? The Chayra at the root of the Shaila is Shirus V'Sishbachis Adif or is Torah Adif? Rabbi Yochanan in our Gemara says that what's Adif? It's Tfilah's Adif. It's Beis HaKnesses' Adif. It's because he holds Tfilah's Adif. By the way, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan said that even though that the Gemara says in Brachas Chaf Aleph, scratch that, Brachas Chaf Aleph, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, ulevai sheyispalel adam kol hayom kula. It's Rabbi Yochanan. Ulevai sheyispalel adam kol hayom kula. It's because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Beis HaKnesses is adif, and because Beis HaKnesses is adif, so that means Shiras v'Sishbachis is adif. So Zok Rabbi Yochanan, ulevai sheyispalel adam kol hayom kula. Shua ben Levi holds Beis Medrash is adif, and if he holds Beis Medrash is adif, what does that mean? So that means that Le'ivri Alma Ella Le'Moshe. But the bottom line is Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Akiva, Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Yeshaya Hanavi, and maybe, again, this is all al derech drush, but maybe in our Gemara as well, it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi.